All right, Rich Fitzgerald in just a little while. Airport's opening November 18th. That's 8 days from now. 8 days a week. A week and a day. Rich Fitzgerald, the executive director of Southwestern Pennsylvania Commission. Sheesh. That's... Hey, there's no way to ease into it when you open up November 18th. I'll tell you what. Crowds right away. Woo! So we'll talk to Rich in just a little bit. Coming up in... before that, though, a weatherman, meteorologist, I don't want to mess that up, said something that made my wife laugh out loud yesterday. I'm still on the fence as to if it was funny or not. And you'll hear that coming up in just a little bit. All right, so this has made the rounds since late last week. I talked about it on Friday, I believe, and I said, whoa, okay, this is pretty incendiary. And it is something that made people perk up and go, wow, okay. And it's our governor Josh Shapiro. Now, I want you to hear this full audio in full form so nobody says it's taken out of context or anything. And then I want to have a discussion on it because there's been a lot of feedback to this.
America has a president, a vice president that don't give a damn about all Americans. They have made that crystal clear. And I mean... at least with Donald Trump, he's transparent about that. J.D. Vance is a total phony. And let me explain why. J.D. Vance rose to some prominence by writing a book about growing up in Appalachia, where there's a whole lot of people who get SNAP. He made millions of dollars on the backs of telling their stories, and then he turned his damn back on those very people who he likes to write about and claim is his own. Here's another thing J.D. Vance claims. He claims to be a person of faith. I know my Bible. And my Bible teaches us that we are to love thy neighbor. That's right. And we are to feed the hungry. That's right. Deuteronomy says, if you see a person who is in need, you don't give them a clenched fist, you open up your hand. So for J.D. Vance now to turn around after claiming all these things his whole life and literally go to court to stop hungry people from eating, that is not only phony, it is shameful. And this is who is leading America today. And folks got to wake up and realize the people who are leading in America quite literally want to keep people hungry. And you'll excuse me for getting emotional about it, but when I see hungry people in my state who are hungry because of J.D. Vance's bullshit politics, that makes me angry. And that's why I went to court. And that's why we're funding SHARE. And that's why we're putting dollars back on people's SNAP cards, because that's what the people of Pennsylvania deserve, and America deserves better than J.D. Vance.
No, I didn't catch that till I heard the audio. I didn't see it in any of the video clips. I didn't realize there was a hype man in the back going, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, he had a Don King in the background. It was, that's comical. I'm sorry. Let me ask you this. Is that really Josh Shapiro? I talked to a lot of my friends this weekend. A couple people I know. And I just threw that out at them. And they actually wanted to talk to me about that. And we were kicking that around. Is he putting on a mask and this is a different guy? He doesn't really swear that much normally. I like Josh Shapiro better when he was a governor of Pennsylvania. And he was fighting for the people of Pennsylvania. Before he became Josh Shapiro, presidential candidate. Which is glaringly obvious he is now. And presidential candidate that very well could go head-to-head with J.D. Vance. He shifted into 2028 presidential candidate. Now, it seems like he's taken a much less jovial tone, and it seems like he's much more biting. The knives are out, and he's much more sharp. If that's really you, that's really you. But what we've seen from Governor Shapiro, it's not really him. I think he's a good guy. But he's playing a role now. I'll just say it. He's playing a role and it's easy to see. He could get a lot further by just being him. This feels so manufactured when he does that. We know that he can't stand J.D. Vance. You know why? Because it might be who he runs against. And he's laying that first blazes of that trail right now. But there's no state budget here in Pennsylvania. Figure that one out. The bigger thing, though, is he just comes across as a person who isn't him. It's manufactured. It's fake. It's not his true personality. I respect the heck out of the guy. But I'd respect him more if he didn't turn into something that he pretty much isn't. And that sounded so contrived. Susan's in South Hills. Hi, Susan.
Hi. Basically, I was going to say what you just said, but yes, he's already running for president, and he knows he's going to be running against Vance, and so he's trying to put on this persona to start that process, and he is completely disingenuous. It doesn't sound like him at all, and he really needs to stay in his lane. We have no budget. He really has no place to talk.
Josh Shapiro that I know and Josh Shapiro that I've seen is Josh Shapiro doing Keller analyst for the Pitt basketball game. Josh Shapiro talking about being a dad to a Pitt student. Josh Shapiro talking about this great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania and shooting hoops out in his driveway. Not swearing 10 times at a news conference and not with this feign of a cry to get a reaction out of some people in the Democratic Party who he wasn't good enough for just a few years ago. I think he needs to get back to being true to himself. And it's easy to see when someone is playing a role. That one was easy to see. It seemed like he was playing a role. 866-391-1020. Yeah, listen for that drive at 5. The story's driving the news every single day at 5. Brought to you by ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. So there's that. Coming up in just a little bit, Rich Fitzgerald. That's 4:35, 4:37 or so. And timing's perfect because we have an opening date for the airport. Ooh, excited. Wonder when will the red eyes fly into there that morning? Does it switch at midnight? How does that all work? What if you left and it was the old airport and the parking is over? Man, this is going to be something. That'd be neat. You know what would be neat, actually? Is if you left from the old airport and you flew into the new airport. I think that'd be... You should get something for that. You really should. Some special button or pin or recognition, name on a wall, I don't know, gift card for cookie. If you can pull that maneuver off, and it's not hard, but leaving from the old airport and arriving at the new airport. Far cry from the original Greater Pitt with Hare Krishnas in the hallway and all of that kind of stuff. That was an airport where you could smoke and everything else. That was fun. Anyway, 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. Tell me this. We'll get back into the governor in just a moment. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching, I think it was in between football games. Maybe it was like the halftime of the 4 o'clock games last night. I don't know. Yesterday took forever. Because you know when the Steelers play at 8:20 or Sunday night football, it feels like the day leading up to it, it feels like the day on Sunday takes about 39 hours. So anyhow, my wife, this is one thing about her. Her and Larry would get along because they talk about weather so much. She is like, it might snow. Oh my gosh, I got to watch. She watched Channel 4 weather, then she flipped over to Channel 2 weather, then she was trying to figure out what Channel 11 weather was going to come on. Like it was going to be different. Anyhow, so she has Channel 4 weather on, and I think it was maybe halftime of the Fox game that was the Redskins, whatever, Washington, whatever they're called, that game. So she flips it on, and I immediately hear Vrazella. And he, tell me if this is out of bounds or not. He said this.
From New Kent and Oakmont down toward the Monroeville, Murraysville, Pitcairn area and further south as you get down toward Irwin as well. The good news is nothing lasts forever, even cold November rain. And this particular round of showers will be tapering off early this evening.
Andy Lindbergh is shaking his head furiously in the newsroom. No. Now, my wife laughed out loud, and I groaned, and she looked at me and said, that was funny. And I said, the jury's still out. I don't know. I said, I think Frizzella was, he had that one and just couldn't wait to use it. The Guns N' Roses line. So is this out of line or is it funny?
From New Kent and Oakmont down toward the Monroeville, Murraysville, Pitcairn area and further south as you get down toward Irwin as well. The good news is nothing lasts forever, even cold November rain. And this particular round of showers will be tapering off early this evening.
Man, I don't know. I don't know. I like Jeff. I do. He got a laugh in my house, so I'll give him a thumbs up on it. But, oh, that's tough. It just is. We'll talk to Rich Fitzgerald in just a couple minutes. Demand the yellow van. ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, you demand that yellow van. Dark spots on your wall. Don't assume it's old house smell or something of the such. No. It's mold. It spreads, it damages, it threatens your health. ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh doesn't just paint over that problem. They're going to find a source, remove the mold, and restore your home the right way. Don't settle for cover-ups. Get it fixed and fixed for good. 412-826-1010. 412-826-1010. You demand that yellow van. ServiceMaster Greater Pittsburgh gets it done right. They're going to find that source, which is key with mold. Again, demand the yellow van. ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. 412-826-1010. Let's hit traffic now. All right, here we go. Let me welcome in, as we do every week at about this time, Rich Fitzgerald, Executive Director, Southwestern PA Commission. He joins right now. Hi, Rich.
Hey, Colin. Good to be with you. Boy, there's a lot going on today.
There is. Breaking news. So we have a date for the airport, November 18th. And so I said this earlier, Rich. It's pretty ambitious. It's like Ohio State, Alabama, Georgia, Notre Dame on your schedule the first 4 weeks. The airport's opening November 18th. You got Thanksgiving, then people coming home for Thanksgiving, then a couple Steeler games, then the Christmas holiday. There's no wading into the shallow end with this, Rich. It's full steam ahead, it seems like.
No, there isn't. And you've got, like you said, like about a week of, whatever, of operation. But they're ready. I have no doubt. And they're very professional. And even, even during this federal shutdown, our TSA and controllers were there. I mean, they show up, they go to work, they're professional. So I have no doubt this thing, it's been almost a decade in the making, but we're finally here.
Rich, and the people that you talked to, and I'm sure there were multiple things, but what were some of the final checkpoints or some of the final boxes that needed to be checked to say, okay, here's an opening day, we're ready to go? What were some of the things that put them over the top to finally be able to say, we're opening this day?
Well, obviously, you've got to be able to work. You got to have the permission of your federal officials, the TSA, and controllers. They're good with all of that. But even some of the minor things that you don't even think about, making sure that the baggage conveyance all works, that the elevators are working, the escalators are working, all those, electrical and plumbing and HVAC things that need to be working. There's, innumerable moving parts, and they all have to be working.
Rich Fitzgerald joining, Southwestern PA Commission Executive Director. How much was the test runs, those days when you had people out there, the data that was collected, and then the feedback from just a human standpoint, how much was applicable and how much was learned? And do you think that it was a very worthwhile endeavor?
I think it was very much a worthwhile endeavor. And I think also people enjoyed being part of that test run, being part of the process. And yeah, you had the input from people, and you had people in the disability community. You had people that had service animals. You had, you know, various people that were testing all of the, you know, where you park, where you get on the elevator, where you go through the TSA checkpoints. All that's going to, you know, all that was tested. And I am sure there will be people that go the wrong way. You know, the first time you go anywhere, you know, until you get used to where you're going, where the bathroom is, where the coffee shop is, where you go to get your, you know, pick up your luggage, all those kind of things is going to take a little while for people to get used to, but it's going to be exciting. The one thing I'll say, if you have a flight this week, you'll be on the train for the last time. Next week, no more train, no more people mover. Just a much different operation.
You're right about that. And one more thing about the new airport, and I'm sure they've insulated themselves and sort of built in a level of absorption, I guess, but are there volunteers, or maybe even people who work at the airport, who are going to be kind of staffed to the hilt for people that ask questions, or people who are wide-eyed, or people who say, well, I'm supposed to go this way or that way? They'll be staffed maximum early on so that they could take care of all those people, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And knowing the director, knowing Christina Kasotis and her team, and knowing her, she wants to make sure that there are as few hiccups as possible, that people have a good first experience as they go through it. But as you said, we are really coming into, you know, major, you know, the Steelers are at home. Pitt is at home with Notre Dame. You've got obviously the holiday travel season with so many people, you know, come back, you know, to Pittsburgh and do that, in addition to all the normal business traveling and leisure traveling that goes on at this time of the year. So there's a lot going on, and I'm sure it'll be well covered by the media, the local media.
Rich Fitzgerald joining Southwestern PA Commission. You know, I got a question text me, Rich, and this is interesting that I don't think this happens all the time, but people wanted me to ask you this, and more than one person wanted me to ask you, and the answer may be I don't know. But there have now been rumblings with that old pit race land that is out in Beaver County, that could be a data center, could be up for that. Do you know anything that's going to happen with that land? Because that's a pretty spacious parcel of land out there, Rich.
I do not know, to be honest, the specifics of that. I know that in Beaver County, there are a number of locations that people are looking at for data centers. And you know, if you've got a lot of land, got access to the natural gas or nuclear, if you got access to water and fiber, you're probably and you know, road access, etc., you're probably in pretty good shape. But there's so many of those sites in and around Southwestern Pennsylvania, dozens really, that people are looking at, then I'm sure there'll be announcements you know, in the next coming months.
I know we were texting about something. You know, something people don't know about, and we were texting back and forth about this because we both use it. I don't think enough people around here understand the county trail system. I have the trail app update. I'm an avid hiker. I go out and I rip it on Sundays especially, but sometimes even before work, very early in the morning with my headlamp. I don't think enough people know about the trails, especially that you can use them all year round, and they're clear and they're great, and they're some of the best trail system in this country, Rich.
They really are. When I saw you tweeted a few weeks ago that you did the 13.5-mile trail, that's not easy to do for lots of reasons. Number one, it is a rugged trail, so you must have pretty strong ankles because it's rocky, it's hilly, there's tree roots, and if you're doing it in the dark, I hope you're looking down to see what you're going to be stepping on. But that little blue dot that you kind of follow, it takes you along if you use your phone. Or they also do these blazes on the sides of trees that you can do. 200 miles that we have of trails just within the 9-county park. So it's a great asset that we're not too many people know as much about it. I'm glad you promoted it and get people, you know, let people be aware of it.
This sounds crazy. I have not left North Park and hiked 22 miles at one point. How about that?
Wow. Mm-hmm. That really is incredible. And you don't have to do a 13-mile. There are 1-mile loops. There are 2-mile loops. There are, you know, there's different loops. You can get on that app and you can look at the map and do whatever your capability is. But, you know, in South Park, North Park, Heartwood Acres, Settler's Cabin, every single one of them has a series of trails where you can, you know, you can park right at the trailhead and, you know, walk through it. And my wife and I did it a number of years ago. I was telling you during COVID, we had a challenge for people to try to do all 9 parks over a 30-day period. It was pretty ambitious to do, but many people did it, and they got a medallion and a certificate, and it was kind of a nice thing that we did.
Well, there we go. Airport next Tuesday. Any more ribbon cuttings for you, Rich? You're big in that world. You going to cut a ribbon on Tuesday, maybe?
I think, well, the ribbon was already cut, so we did the ceremonial ribbon. I'm not sure what they plan. I think it's more about planning when thousands of people come through the gates, you know, making sure that they are treated well and that they, you know, have a good customer experience and basically make sure that they get to their flight on time. Let's hope the air traffic controllers and all that's, you know, not just in Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, I think we've been able to handle it, but we don't just fly out of Pittsburgh. You know, you got to connect into Chicago, into Atlanta, into LaGuardia, et cetera. Let's hope the rest of the country catches up to where we are.
Amen. I hear you, and I think everybody does. Pleasure talking to you. We'll speak again next week. Appreciate it, as always, Rich.
It'll be the day before, so we'll be right on the cusp next Monday afternoon.
Thanks, absolutely. Colin. I'll talk to you soon. Rich Fitzgerald, and he, you know what? It will be the day before when I talk to him. That Tuesday morning, I just thought of this as he said that, there will be every person in news media. You know what? Larry should broadcast from out there next Tuesday from the airport. I'm not telling people what to do here, but he should do a show from the airport. That'd be something, I think. Anyhow, 866-391-1020. There's a lot of things in life I have patience for. There are. Then again, there are a bunch of things I just don't have patience for. So those are two camps. Then there's a third. Things that I've chosen in my life to not really have to deal with, thus not make the decision if I have patience for or not. Just kind of sidestep them. I'm at that point now with sports. Okay, let me explain. So there was one time in my life, for a long time in my life, where results of sporting matches, especially involving Pittsburgh teams, would make my mood ebb and flow. Like, I would have woke up mad today after the Steelers lost, wrapped up in sort of the results. I'm just not there anymore. I've taken it now for what it is. Entertainment that entertains me and dots my life. Okay, on Sunday, I'll turn the Steeler game on and see what it is. But it's not bigger than that. I'd much rather go and watch my kids participate in something. Or I'd much rather go out in the yard and throw a football with one of my kids. Or go for a walk myself, or like I was talking to Rich Fitzgerald about, go for a long hike. I think there's been an evolution in all of that. And you know why? Well, for a bunch of reasons. One, you get a sense of perspective, and I'm not telling anybody else what to do, but you get a sense of perspective, and part of that perspective is, and I know they make millions of dollars, I know it's very serious business, but the way in which some of these people involved in these sports, and I was around very deep in it. Worked at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette for 9-10 years. Worked at the Fan for a long time, too. I've been in every locker room there is, been in a million stadiums. part of it is you walk away from it and you go, why do we take ourselves so serious and do things like, well, this?
How would you assess Aaron's performance tonight?
How would you? Next.
How would you assess Aaron Rodgers' play? And the head coach just looks at a reporter and says, how would you? Next. This whole air of being able to talk to other people like that and being totally serious and somebody needing to just take it and then ask the next question is the stupidest, most ridiculous form of a passion play that we've ever invented in all of humankind. That these people need to be subservient to some guy who coaches a football team. It took me a long time to realize that in life. So now I just watch it for what it is. Just entertainment. It is. Now, are the Steelers and the Pirates and the Penguins essentially a civic trust of some sort? Yeah, certainly. They bring a lot of people into town. They fill stadiums. They take our tax money, which to do it to some degree. But the more I've seen it as just entertainment and not life and death, the happier I've been. The more I let stuff like this just roll off my back and laugh.
How would you? Next.
What are we doing? What are we doing talking to people like this? This guy couldn't be more full of himself. Have some class. 866-391-1020 is the number. 866-391-1020.